so far as I know, till date, not a single paise has been allotted to the state of West Bengal. I urge upon the government of India not to treat this issue as a political issue. The government of India should not take up this issue with a step motherly attitude. West Bengal is a part and parcel of the Indian Union. The government of West Bengal has sought as assistance of ₹721 crore from the central government. However, not a single paisa has been sanctioned for the state. People there are suffering very much. They are not getting relief material. They have lost their shelters. They are all poor people and they are now homeless. All their cultivable lands were damaged by the cyclonic storm. Their fields were inundated by heavy rains. Government of Orissa sought, as far as I know, ₹200 crore, against which only ₹50 crore have been sanctioned. Of the state affected by the cyclone, no doubt Orissa is the worst affected state. According to a parliamentary survey report, 11 districts in Orissa have been affected badly. Thousands of acres of paddy land in Orissa has been inundated due to the unprecedented rainfall. At least 100 people were killed in Gunjam district alone. Total devastation took place in Gunjam district. It is very difficult for the state government to cope with such situations. Whether it is of Orissa or West Bengal or Bihar, government of Orissa sought ₹200 crore as assistance from the central government. However, in spite of the aerial survey made by the Prime Minister, only ₹50 crore have been sanctioned for the people of Orissa. Many districts in Bihar are also badly affected by the floods. Several villages and towns are submerged in water. Government of Bihar sought ₹1100 crore from the central government. However, so far as I know, not a single paisa has been sanctioned for Bihar government so that they can cope with the situation. Sir, I am very sorry to submit that the government of India is taking a stepmother attitude towards these states. It is a matter relating to the woeful inadequacy of the government of Orissa. When I say woeful inadequacy of the Orissa government about the natural calamities, I would like to give a graphic and first-hand description as to what had happened on the fateful morning as I reached the first point in Puri district. The entire area was full of trees which have been faced the breath of the cyclone. I immediately supported the forest ranger of the area and requested him to help him in clearing the road at least for the ambulance and light vehicles to take the wounded and the injured to Brahmapur Medical College.